and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel and Iran have exchanged more missiles. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has the latest.
Overnight, explosions lit up the sky over Tel Aviv as Iran launched another counterattack. The Israeli military urged civilians to take shelter as they intercepted the strikes with the Iron Dome system. Some weapons slipped through. The IDF said dozens of people have been injured, some seriously, and there are reports of some deaths. Dozens of sites have been targeted. The intensifying conflict has the world worried about an all-out war. It ignited Friday when Israel attacked Iran's nuclear sites. Iran claimed hundreds were injured and at least 78 people were killed, including some top officials. Crowds gathered in Tehran Saturday chanting "Death to Israel" and "Death to America."
Pope Leo is urging Israel and Iran to act with reason.
Si è gravemente deteriorata la situazione in
Iran. He told an audience at St. Peter's Basilica, nuclear talks must continue through respectful engagement and sincere dialogue. There will be no King's demonstrations across the country today to protest President Trump and his policies. The protests coincide with today's military parade in Washington, D.C. CBS's David Martin.
West Point graduate and combat veteran Jason Dempsey doesn't like the look of the Army parading its firepower past the president on a day that coincides with his birthday.
The founders did not want a militarized nation, and they didn't want a president with kingly powers.
President Trump doesn't like the look of anybody protesting the parade.
And if there's any protest that wants to come out, they will be met with very big force.
18 and a half miles of fencing is up for an expected crowd of 200,000.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez reports an arrest warrant has been issued for Antonio Brown.
The former Buccaneers and Steelers wide receiver is accused of firing two shots towards a man during an altercation last month. That fight happened after a celebrity boxing match, and initially Brown was detained, but he was released and posted on social media that he was the victim of multiple people who tried to steal his jewelry. But since then, police have been able to review additional cell phone videos, and according to the new arrest warrant that has been issued for Brown, police say he punched a man, and when others joined the fight, Brown allegedly grabbed a security officer's gun and fired two shots towards that man, grazing him.
The FIFA Club World Cup kicks off in Miami today.
There's definitely going to be some great soccer being played, and that is in part because the biggest name in soccer right now, Lionel Messi, his team, Inter Miami, play today. So that is what is very impressive about the Club World Cup, is it brings together some of the biggest names in soccer that you wouldn't see normally facing each other in a non-World Cup year.
This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs in the upper 60s, mid-50s tonight with some rain after midnight. For Sunday, chance of showers and storms and highs around 73. For Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the low 80s.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, author Laura Bird talks to us about noteworthy memoirs to put on your reading list. And what's the difference between a memoir and an autobiography?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Is enjoyed by everyone, and it can be an awful lot of fun. But for music really grand, the finest in the land is played by a little German band. Oh, first of all, we take two clarinets, a trombone and a cornet. And then we take a tuba and a set of drums. Oh, that's our little German band.
That's Ray Dorschner and the orchestra from an old recording of his, a little German band. And you're listening to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, kicking things off with Ray Dorschner. Oh, yeah, I like his music much, yes. And we have a lot of good tunes on the way here. Glad you could join us this morning. If we're running this thing in the afternoon on Sunday, I noticed a couple of times here they've had ball games to, what would you call it? They get more priority than my little program here, but enjoy it this morning. Anyway, we have music now from Roger Bright, and I like this one too. And we're a happy polka band. Did you know that? Yeah.
Like polka time, hop or glide, who cares?
Not us!
Our music you can trust,
S is so sure.
A happy polka band, we bring that sunshine feeling everywhere we go,
S is so sure.
We play for polka bands, and friendly folk will like to feel a happy glow.
Roger Bright and the orchestra. We're a happy polka band, And that was Gene Tebow on the vocals. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to play one more here from the Ray Dorscher Band. It's a Landler, and it's entitled Just Out of the Saloon. Just Out of the Saloon, Landler. And that's Ray Dorscher. Hey, everybody, I am Tim Howbelt, the polka guy, keeping you company here on the Sunshine Polka Party on the Civic Media Network, WFHR. And we now turn our attention to the Bill Thull Orchestra, and that's out of the Keewaskum area. And they're going to provide for us a tune called A Beer, A Sandwich, and You, Dear. Thank you. Heidi, 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 ho. excuse me, everybody. That was the Bill Thal Orchestra from Keewascum. Yeah, I sometimes get choked up a little bit. Can't help it. Hey, we have another tune here on the way. And let's get this thing started, shall we? This is the Syl Greschel Orchestra and his rendition of Yearning.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ach yeah, the polka party moves ahead with your host, Tim, the polka guy. And we now have so many times Walter Ostenick in the band.
Sunset in the skies, I still recall the twinkle in your lovely eyes, and then there were your kisses, oh so tender. Remember so many times the way your laughter echoed on each summer breeze, how hand in hand we watched the moonlight through the trees. These memories of you I will always treasure forever, so many times.
sunset in the skies. I still recall the twinkle in your lovely eyes. And then there were your kisses, oh so tender. Remember so many times the way your laughter echoed on the summer breeze. How hand in hand we watched the moonlight through the trees. These memories of you I will always treasure.
Scott Bixby and his band out of Rhinelander, Wisconsin, and Yank Me a Tune is the name of that one. All right, we're going to turn our attention now to the Polish Kid, and he's going to play a little polka medley for us, and Shebe Coin is in here too, isn't it? Yeah, so let's give the Polish Kid a spin.
We'll be right back.
Music by The Polish Kid. Yeah. Okay, our polka party continues now with music from the Polka Town Sound.
Radio WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News special report. Israel's defense minister is warning Tehran will burn if Iran launches any more missiles at Israel. The BBC's Hugo Beshegas reports at least three people near Tel Aviv were killed.
The Israeli defense minister, Israel Katz, said the Iranian leadership had crossed a red line by firing at civilians, and he says they will pay a heavy price.
Israel's Operation Rising Lion may be about more than stopping Iran from developing nuclear weapons.
The scale of the attacks could suggest another goal, and that could be to topple the regime in Iran. Last night, the Israeli Prime Minister released a video message in which he urged Iranians to rise up against the regime in Iran.
Iran says at least 78 people have died in the Israeli attacks. It says most of them were civilians. Israel claims it has killed nine of Iran's nuclear scientists. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
Help strike out hunger. The Rafters and United We Can are partnering together for the annual Canned Food Drive, Tuesday, June 17th. Teams are invited to build sculptures out of canned goods at Witterfield. Bring two non-perishable food items to the ticket office May 26th to June 17th to receive a bleacher ticket to any Rafter game. And don't forget to vote for your favorite food sculpture. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witterfield in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball and the United Way Can Drive.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs in the upper 60s, mid-50s tonight with some rain after midnight. For Sunday, chance of showers and storms and highs around 73. For Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the low 80s.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party. Hey, I got a real treat for you. I was on the internet here looking around on YouTube, and I wanted a song, and Elsie Schulzenheim was the name of the tune that I was looking for, and I was hoping to find it by Bobby Art or one of these other guys. But anyway, in the meantime, I found this Pete Wendling's version of this tune called Elsie Schulzenheim. It's not vocal, but it is instrumental, and this is was being played off of a 1926 Seberg KT special piano roll, like a jukebox, but it runs piano rolls. And it was really interesting, and I was really surprised that the actual audio turned out pretty good. So I thought, yeah, I could probably use this on the show. So Elsie Schulzenheim up next.
Thank you.
Isn't that crazy? From 1926 on a piano roll machine. Oh, that's pretty wild. That was their jukebox back then. And Elsie Schultzenheim. All right, we continue now with Bob Mastel and the band up next.
Never been told. I'll be carried to the new jail tomorrow, leaving my poor old darling alone. With those cold prison bars all around me, and my head on a pillow of stone.
Everybody sing
la 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 la. Thank you.
Tony Rademacher and the band and the Iron Mike Polka. Before that, we had Slippin' Around with the Vern Meisner Band and also the Broken Wine Glass Polka. Oh, yeah. We have to take a little break right now, and we'll be back with some music from Walter Ostenick. And, let's see here, maybe the Polka Sound, Polka Town Sound Band. We'll see. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But right now, I'm going to take a little station break. We'll be right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, it's that time again. It's got about 5 minutes left in our program. Time to get a couple of tunes on yet. Here's Eddie Blazunczyk and the boys and the Julida Polka.
Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by Matt Rothschild. We go deep on book banning in Florida. Did you read Judy Blume? Did you like it? Well, Florida kids won't be able to read it anymore. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
Michael Wallace, Israel is warning Tehran will burn if Iran continues to launch missiles at Israel. The BBC's Hugo Boshega reports missiles were fired at Tel Aviv and Jerusalem.
It was a long night of attacks across the country. Sirens sounded, alerting people of the threat from Iranian missiles. There were loud explosions here early in the morning in Jerusalem as the air defense systems tried to intercept some of those missiles that had been fired by Iran. One of those missiles hit a residential area in a city south of Tel Aviv.
At least three people were killed there. Iran says 78 people have been killed by Israel strikes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the people of Iran after attacking their